Joint local plan gains new lifeline. A joint planning blueprint could move forward after a government announcement. The South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse joint local plan had faced hurdles after being found non-compliant in September due to the duty to cooperate requirement, and inspectors had suggested it might need to be withdrawn from examination. However, a statement from the Minister of State for Housing and Planning, Matthew Pennycook, indicated the government intends to remove the new duty to cooperate early in the new year, and that it would apply to local plans currently going through the examination process. Councillor Anne-Marie Simpson, South Oxfordshire's District Council's Cabinet Member for Planning, said, "This news provides an opportunity for the whole of our plan to be examined, and we look forward to hopefully working with the local plan inspectors to take this forward soon. The plan delivers on our vision and priorities, as well as providing help to our neighbouring districts. Inspectors have since contacted the councils to ask how they wish to proceed, and both authorities have requested that hearings resume." Councillor Andy Foulsham, Vale of Whitehorse District Council's Cabinet Member for Policy, Programmes and IT, said, "The councils have worked tirelessly over 4 years to reach this stage, and I'm pleased the government's announcement means the public money and community's time have not been for nothing."